talking with the Senate President and the Speaker of the House yesterday, we decided the best course of action, reflecting the will of the people, is in fact to go back and push the restart button.
Governor Gary Herbert's announcement took many in the state by surprise, including Gina Cornia, the executive director of Utahns Against Hunger.
To say that we were taken back is probably an understatement. We expected there to be some sort of action in response to the referendum. We did not anticipate that they would plan on fully repealing the tax reform.
One of the most controversial aspects of the bill was the increase on sales tax for unprepared food items. Cornia says 1 in 9 Utah households struggles to afford food.
And, you know, that includes households on fixed incomes, you know, so folks who are living off of, you know, disability payments and they're unable to work, and seniors who are getting Social Security, and folks who are working low-wage jobs who really are living, you know, barely from paycheck to paycheck. So even though there are only 1 in 9 households who experience food insecurity, we know that it also has a much larger impact on Utah families.
Though the governor and state lawmakers say repealing the tax reform bill will be the first item of business in the upcoming legislative session, Herbert says tax modernization for equity and reflecting the economy is still something that needs to be done, and sooner rather than later. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.